Listening to episode number 1923 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
So the news for the last couple of days has been, you know, all about Harry, Meghan, and Oprah.
Yeah.
And it never ends, does it?
Probably not.
I have a feeling you're going to...
No, not for a while.
Okay. All right. It is
this one's not going to go anywhere for a while.
It's not going away.
Yeah.
It is time for the Who Cares News on this Tuesday morning. What's going on?
Let's talk about Meghan Markle's dad.
Okay.
Is that
better or worse? Or
it's more fun.
Okay, I guess.
Because we all know about Meghan Markle's dad.
Thomas, I believe was
Thomas,
his name.
Yes.
Okay.
Thomas to the highest bidder, I believe we could call him.
I think that's pretty much the tale of his life. Yeah.
Meghan Markle's dad was set to speak out today on Good Morning Britain following the tell-all Oprah sit-down Sunday with his daughter, the actress, and Prince Harry.
Yeah.
By the way, 17.1 million people viewed the Oprah special.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
That was live.
Wow.
And a bunch more are going to watch it on their DVRs.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I mean, now that you know we're talking about this, it's water cooler fodder, even though we don't gather around the water cooler anymore.
So, the proverbial water cooler.
Proverbial water cooler.
So, otherwise known as text.
And I think as people see the memes and everything on social, they're going, I better go back and take a look at that. I have this opinion that Harry is trapped. Harry's trapped between, I mean, this is not based on any kind of scientific anything, but here's little Harry, and he's got, you know, the royals on one side, and he's got the wife and mother of his children on the other side, and I think he's trapped in the middle.
Well, he's in the middle.
I think he was actually kind of glaring at Oprah at times, wanting for her to save him. Save me, Oprah. Save me. I'm trapped. I can't get out. Save me.
You're my only hope.
I get that feeling because this was all very one-sided. This is all about her. 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 And I get it because the royals tend to be a little more subdued. She's an American. She's an actress.
There's a lot of validity to what she was saying.
Yeah.
And there's also...
I know. But at the end of the day...
Scratching my head going, you knew you signed up for that.
At the end of the day, does it matter if they're Oprah's neighbor? Does it matter if they live here or in England? Does it matter if they have two kids or six? It doesn't matter.
I wasn't going to even talk that much about it, but by God, you're passionate about this today.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
My goodness, you're on your royal high horse this morning.
I see what you did there. I can't put it aside. It's really bothering me. You know what else is bothering me?
What?
Oprah's crappy patio furniture. Her garden variety Target special patio furniture. Apparently, this is her interview spot now. Is her backyard. I saw a little promo on Discovery Plus.
You're thinking she can step it up,
She's Oprah. Come on. She could have something custom made. She could have like a cabana, you know, a little garden cabana.
That takes away from the ambiance of the great outdoors.
I don't know. Maybe she could have a barbecue going in the back where you could like smell-o-vision, see the ribs, smoke from the ribs smoking over there.
You need to step away from all this. Step away from all this. If for nothing else, now I want barbecue.
Yeah, sorry.
I could do some ribs right
now.
Yeah,
I know, right?
All right. I'm done with it. You've ruined it for me.
We're going to go get some ribs. Nah, I don't care.
Well, yeah, you do and you don't. I mean, it's Olivia Wilde and, you know, you...
Oh, I do care about that.
Yeah, she's on your list. So
I got a big list.
Yeah.
You keep talking about this list and I'm thinking like, does everybody think I'm just a lech? Because
it's not that big of a list.
Partially true, but...
It is partially.
Okay.
All right. So Olivia has sent her young beau back to L.A. while she spends time with her ex, Jason Sudeikis, and the kiddos in London town.
Did they have a moment Sunday night on the Critics' Choice when Jason thanked her for giving him the idea for the show, Ted Lasso?
Which I didn't know that.
I think they had a moment. I think they had a little moment.
They
and
I'm probably
thinking
did.
She probably said to her young boy toy, honey, go back to LA.
These are adult things.
These are adult things. We have adult issues we have to talk about. But I'll see you when I get back. Smooch,
Mommy
smooch,
and Daddy have adult
kiss, kiss.
Things to talk about.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Harry Styles is pretty effing famous right now. He's
just a bit, yeah.
Huge. Uh-huh. He's probably a little higher on the scale of I'm more famous.
Probably so. Yeah, I think so.
13 is right now. I think she's trying to chase that rainbow a little bit.
Well,
at this
what
age
has
of
she
her
done?
Life.
What has she? What
she
has
did
she done?
House. She was great in House.
Well, that was a long time
Fantastic
ago.
Fantastic in House. Then she left House because she wanted to make movies. And the thing about leaving a show that's successful when you're kind of a main character, uh-huh. and then it kind of just went downhill from there.
Well, she did Tron.
She did do Tron Legacy. She did a number of movies. Not that anybody saw any of them, but she did a number
of
movies.
Did she do
a
number? Really?
She did quite a few. Yeah, she did quite a few.
Huh. No. I didn't and then, know. What was the movie with, was it Harrison Ford, Cowboys, and...
She did the movie with Daniel Craig. It was Cowboys and Aliens or something like
yes.
that. Harrison Ford, I can't remember what the name of it was. Yes, she was in that too. Yeah.
And
now,
other than that,
she's with Harry Styles. So she's the Harry Styles hanger-on.
So, she's going to spend some time with, Jason. And
the kids.
And the kids.
Because I don't think they're together. Do
yeah, she's spending some time with the kids and Jason. That's why I should have
said Jason's like... seeing some 22-year-old model or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Harry has been sent back to L.A.
Packing.
While
packing.
You know, Olivia spends time doing adult things. So after Jason played Nice Nice on Sunday on the Critics' Choice Award, he gave props to Olivia.
Yeah, well.
Because I didn't realize that it was her idea that he make Ted Lasso.
I know, right?
Olivia tweeted her congrats. And look, they end up in London. You know, doing some kid time.
Kid time, huh?
Yeah.
Really? You think that's what they're doing is kid time?
I don't know. Maybe they're playing mommy daddy.
I think they're doing a little breakup sex. That's what I think. I'd like to have breakup sex with Halle Berry. Did I say that out loud?
You always say that out loud.
I said that out loud, didn't I? I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're not sorry.
I didn't
sorry.
Mean it to sound all, you know, creepy. No, maybe I did. We haven't
maybe
even.
Maybe you're just creepy.
We haven't even been together. How can we have breakup sex?
Hey, in your imagination, it's who am I to judge?
Who wants to be in here with me? More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news that you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.